This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm John North, and I'm here to spend some time with God together with you. Do you know, when we spend time with our friends who love God as well, reading the Bible or praying together, we're not just spending time with each other, we're spending time together with God. That's what we mean when we use the term fellowship. It means sharing in each other's relationship with God. And that's such a great thing to do. There are two things which are indispensable for your life. One is your time alone with God. It's so important to have that time each day, if possible, where you open your Bible and you say, God, would you speak to me today? I'm listening to you. What do you want to say into my life? And read the Bible. Hear from God, respond to Him in prayer. That is foundational. But also important is to get together with other Christians with the Bible open and just talk to each other about the Scripture and about what God is saying and pray together about it. That makes such a difference in your spiritual life too. I'd be hard put to say which has been more of a factor in my own spiritual journey with God. We're looking this week at the great theme of God's ultimate gift to us, and we've looked all week at the beauty of Jesus' death on the cross. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Of course, He didn't send Jesus unwillingly. Jesus chose to come and die for us. The beautiful gift of God. It cost Him a great amount to buy that gift, the death of Jesus. But what a wonderful free gift to us. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to try to be religious enough or good enough. We have to trust that what He did on the cross was done for us, and we receive the free gift of God, eternal life. When we do that, Jesus Christ enters into our life, and then He changes our lives. He transforms them. One of the great things that comes as a result of Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection is that Jesus is alive today to live His life in and with and through us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in the Bible, it says, verse 53, "For this perishable," our bodies, "must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.'" Isn't that awesome? Not only the death of Jesus on the cross, but His resurrection means that He has conquered death, and He is able to give eternal life to those who put their trust in Him. That means when we die, it's not the end for us either, just like Jesus' death was not the end for Him. Because of our living spiritual connection with Jesus Christ, we also will have life after death with God forever. I can't wait. How about you? Imagine forever with God, without sin and all the distractions and pressures and stresses of life that draw us away from our relationship with God. Life will be meaningful and full. We'll serve God and honor Him, and He'll walk with us in beautiful intimacy of relationship. God's ultimate gift. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.